This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. I'm judging a Samuel Adams Black Lager. It's a Category 4C Schwartz beer. This is a relatively recent beer. They've only had it out a couple of years. And it's quite good. It's added to the BJCP style guidelines in the last revision, so it's certainly out only since 2004. Smelling it, it's got a medium-low malt aroma. It has a light roastiness with some deep caramel. And also sort of a rich German malt, sort of like a little bit of Munich malt. The roast is definitely noticeable, but it's not burnt in any way. It's very clean, no esters, no diacetyl. You get a little bit of spicy noble hops in the background. The roasty malt is the dominant character, but there's like a little bit of a malty sweet character backing it up. I think that's where it has that little bit of caramel, little bit of like rich malt quality to it. That's all very good. I give that 11. It looks great. It's black and opaque when looked at in a room light. When I hold it up to a flashlight, I can shine light through it, barely. It's very clear, and it has a very deep garnet color of a very deep red. It has a tall, dark tan head, and it's persisting fairly well. It's got tiny bubbles. Okay, give that a 3 in appearance. Tasting it, the first thing I get is a moderate malt flavor. Has a mild richness. Again, suggestive of Munich malt, but not all Munich malt. So I'd expect there to be a proportion of it in there, but not all, because it's not like a Bock. So I get that sort of malty richness, and then I get the roasted but not burnt flavor. Digging deeper into the roast flavor. It's got a light chocolatey quality and a little bit of caramel sweetness. All very good, because it's enhancing the fact that there's roast without any sort of acrid or burnt qualities. I'm really impressed with the fermentation. It's super clean, no esters, no diacetyl. I get a medium-low, spicy, noble hop flavor. Bitterness is between medium and medium-low. You can tell it's there, but it's there to support the malt. I'm getting a moderately dry finish, but it seems like the dry finish is strictly from attenuation. I'm not getting any sort of grainy, roasted dryness adding on to what would be the normal dryness. In the finish, I get a lingering roast flavor with all the qualities I talked about before, the chocolatey, caramely richness. And I also get some of the spicy hops in the finish, too. So that's all very good. I'll give that an 18. Mouthfeel. The body is medium. The carbonation is probably medium-high. I'm not getting any astringency, which is good in a darker beer. Not getting any alcohol warmth. It seems very smooth, but I wouldn't really call it creamy. It's just a beautiful, sort of lightly velvety texture. It's very nice. Give it a 5. So, overall, I'm very impressed with this. It's a super clean beer. I like that it has the great roasted flavor, sort of multi-dimensional roasted flavor with the sort of supportive character malts, like if there's a little chocolate, a little caramel around the roast. That richness is in there. All those sort of work together to give a very, very satisfying flavor. The bitterness is supportive. I love that as a balance. I think the noble hops are used in just the right proportion. You can smell them and taste them, but you're not distracted by them. It's superbly balanced, very drinkable, and it's also a very fresh example, so it's not suffering at all. So I'm going to give that a 10. I'm really happy with that. So that totals up to a 47. Very, very good job. It's a real credible American example of a classic German style. So they did their homework on that one. So that's the Sam Adams Black Lager, Category 4C Schwarzbier.